Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Well, we're actually down a person. Aaron's got that bug, man, that's going around. I know Ryan, Heidi had, I've got friends, my wife's not feeling good. A lot of people, man. Hopefully it's a 24-hour variety. I was just looking up something that one of the websites said that they actually have the recipe for how you can make your hot toddies with whiskey. We'll put that up. For medicinal purposes only, of course. Although they actually say now it's not the whiskey, it's the actual honey. But I'm sticking with it anyway. So anyway, Aaron, get better. Okay, 6 o'clock, 30 degrees right now. A lot to get to this morning, but we're going to get into sports in a second. What an amazing day for the Detroit Lions. In case you missed it, they made it on Jeopardy last night. How about that? The Lions were on Jeopardy, and it was an insult. Anyway, we'll play for you next.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
All right, hey, it's Big Jim. There you go. CSX, Big Jim's house, 625. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Aaron's off today under the weather, man. That 24-hour bug that's going around jumped up and bit her. 29 degrees right now. I noticed nobody called in when I asked in between music there if you had ever failed a driving test, because nobody wants to admit to that except the two of us here in the studio. 248-398-WCSX. I wanted to get to your story about failing it. How many times?
I only failed it once, but it's the way that I failed it.
I thought you had twice. Oh, you took it a second time. Okay.
Take it a second time. Just got out of that one.
Well, there's a kid in Germany, 18 years old, and they're a little more, I guess, a little more involved to get your license in Europe, and especially in Germany. So the kid had, you know, got his thing, got his license. He gets nailed for going 60 and a 30 within 49 minutes of getting his license. They gave him a $228 fine, and they took his license. See ya. He lost his license. Now he had to go all the way back. So we were thinking about it. You and I both had experiences. How did you fail your driver's test?
Well, I didn't even get out of the parking lot because I did the where you have to pull up to the line. Okay.
Remember that?
And then you have to swing and back into a spot. Well, I turned a little too quick and took out all the cones on the left side of my driver's side of my car and then failed that. Didn't even have enough points to get to the parallel parking. So even if I would have done the parallel parking perfectly, I wouldn't have passed. So I didn't even do the parallel parking.
So you never made it out of the out of the parking lot.
I was there for 15 minutes.
And you were done.
And I was done. Guys like, sorry, dude, you got to try again.
I did the California coast. We left the parking lot and we drove down the street and get to the first four-way stop sign. And I never brought the car to a complete halt. And just rolled right through it. And the guy goes, we're done. And boom, I was done. And we went back and that was it. My mom was waiting for me. It was on my birthday, my 16th birthday. I had my Vega and I was ready to go. And I did not pass.
The worst part was I was one of the first ones out of my group of friends to turn 16 because I was older than everybody in my grade.
Yes.
So everybody's pumped because Ryan's about to get his license. We're going to be able to drive around. And then I, for about 2 months until I could retake my test, told them that I don't know what happened. The guy never showed up.
Oh, is that what you told him?
Yeah. I didn't tell anybody that I failed my driver's test until my one buddy, my good buddy Doggett, goes, yeah, man, my guy didn't show up either. I'm like, hey, Nick. I just failed. My guy never, he was there. He goes, oh, no way, me too, man. I've just been telling everybody that the guy didn't show up. So for 2 months, me and him went back and forth telling people that we,
yeah, your guy didn't show up for the test.
That the guy didn't show up for the test, but, yeah.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. In honor of the kid in Germany who had his license for 49 minutes. That was it. 49 minutes. He got busted for being double the speed limit and they took his license away from him. Did you fail your driver's test? Have you ever lost your license? I'm trying to think about the. I got a ticket when I was a kid real quick on a moped. I jumped off a curb. I thought I was cool, and I jumped right out in front of a cop car in the street. And my dad came and got me out of high school and told everybody in the front office, I'm here because my kid's an idiot. And he made me go to court, and I had to stand in front of the judge and apologize.
I feel like they're more strict with the power sports types thing. I had my go-kart confiscated when we were about 10 years old. from my neighborhood from the cops.
Yeah, but it's not your fault because the go-kart instructor didn't show up.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buttery and nutty and perfect for fall and Thanksgiving.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, welcome into Big Jim's house. 640, Big Jim along with you. Producer Ryan, Aaron under the weather. Get better, Aaron. That bug that's going around, man. A lot of people got that. Okay, we're talking about your driving test. 248-398-WCSX. We won't use your name if you don't want to admit that you failed your driving test or you had your license taken away. The reason we're talking about this is this kid in Germany, 18 years old, gets his driver's license, gets nailed doing twice the speed limit within 48 minutes and lost his driver's license in less than an hour. They took it away from him, fined him $230. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Producer Ryan and I both have something in common. We both failed our driver's test the first time we took it. I did the California coast and just rolled right through a four-way stop sign, and the guy, we're going home, you're done. And then Ryan decided to take out every cone in the parking lot. According to your mom, Liz, she just texted me and said there were cones flying everywhere. God, I wish you'd have filmed that, Liz. I wish you'd have filmed that. 248-398-WCSX. Let me see. I got a text from Ontario. I hit a car while parallel parking and still passed. Things must have been easier here in Toronto. You hit a car and you passed? Come on. No. Line two. Hi, CSX. Go ahead.
So I was just calling to say that the day after I got my license, I got pulled over for doing 23 over.
Oh, no. Did they take it or what was the ticket for that?
Well, they didn't give me any ticket. They called my dad. Explain to him what I did, so.
And your dad reminded you about that every day probably for months.
Yeah, he didn't let me hear the end of it, but I mean, it could have been a lot worse. So.
True, man. All right, what's your name?
Vince.
Vince, thanks for listening, brother. It's Big Jim, man. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
There you go. Dude, give me the ticket, but don't tell my dad. I dented the side of our Grand Prix when I was a junior in high school. My dad didn't get it fixed for 6 months. And every time somebody asked him, he would tell him how I drove it into the garage door. CSX Big Jim's house, 651. Big Jim, producer Ryan, our resident young guy this morning. Aaron under the weather. That 24-hour bug sounds like it jumped up and bit her. Get better. Aaron, 29 degrees right now. Our theme for this portion of the show.
Here comes Speed Racer.
So we're talking about this kid in Germany, 18 years old. He gets his driver's license. Him and his buddies are in the car. He's got to be showing off. He's got to be showing off. He goes twice the posted speed, gets nailed, they take his license. Gone in 49 minutes. Remember gone in 60 seconds? Gone in 49 minutes. Gone. He lost his license. So we're talking about, have you ever lost your license or failed a driving test? Now, if you want to read the story, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Keyword drive, in honor of this guy. Jasmine and Fenton, hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So we're talking about this driver's test, the kid that lost his license after 49 minutes. What about you?
I was having my driver's test done. I was 17. I had just gotten out of the parking lot, turned down a little side street to do the three-way pointer.
Right.
And I ran the car through someone's fence.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Did you do the Michigan thing or went, oh, and just kind of looked at him?
Well, I'm from Florida. I live up in Sutton now.
So, oh my God. So, you obviously failed the driver's test on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a stupid question. Well, welcome to Michigan. We're glad you're here, Jasmine. Thanks for listening, too.
Thank you. Have a good morning, guys.
You too. Bye. There she goes. Okay, so now, 248-398-WCSX. You want to see what we're talking about? License gone in 49 minutes for this kid in Germany. We'll send you the link to the story, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is drive. And if you're willing to admit that you failed your driver's test like myself and our producer Ryan this morning, at least once, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Is this the real life? Is this...
CSX Big Jim's house, 659. Big Jim, producer Ryan this morning. Aaron under the weather. She'll be back tomorrow, man. That bug that is going around. Dude, everybody's been getting this little 24-hour thing. So feel better, Aaron. We will see you tomorrow morning. And now normally Aaron would be the one that we would ask this animal question, but we need your help, and it involves Queen. We just played them. Somebody posted this amazing video, and we posted it. Keyword Queen. It's an animal doing the Deo thing for Freddie Mercury. I think that was Live Aid. Or was it Wembley? You know the one we're talking about. Where he's like, Deo! And he's singing back and forth with the crowd. Right? I have no idea what kind of animal it is, though. It's the cutest damn thing. It's a little fuzzy little animal sitting there just singing along with it.
It's unbelievably cute. You'll irritate your coworkers like crazy, but then you'll watch it like 80 times, which we've been doing here. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Keyword queen, this animal singing like Freddie Mercury. If anyone could tell us what kind of animal it is. Meerkat, meer dog, meer penguin, I don't know. I'm the guy that won't go to the Detroit Zoo. My kid goes, what is that? I'm like, it's a fuzzy one over there. I know the polar bears. I mean, see them. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX. Same number you used to call us. You can text us. Keyword queen. Check it out. Pretty damn cool whoever put this together. Whatever animal it is. CSX Big Jim's House, 705. Big Jim, producer Ryan this morning. Aaron under the weather. That 24-hour bug flying around. 29 degrees. And we were sitting here talking about this Queen video. It's a small animal singing like Queen doing the day-oh at Wembley, right? It was at Wembley and with the whole crowd and all that?
Yes.
Okay. But they did this little small animal. Now, the video is blowing up. I can see people texting in right now. Same number used to call us. The keyword is Queen. And if you looked at it earlier, it blipped just for a second. All of a sudden, it was like somebody went, wait a minute, you can't see this. So we got another source for it.
Right.
We've had two people send in that the animal, if you can look at it, it's either a prairie dog or something called a pika. Pika. P-I-K-A. It's like a little mouse-like animal.
That was a real thing.
I didn't either. I know there's Pikachus.
I see all the prairie dogs coming through, but yeah, that's the only thing I've ever heard is a Pikachu.
Check it out. It's pretty cool. Yeah, if you're a Queen fan, whoever did this thing.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
It's matched up perfectly.
This little animal just singing out there. All right. Now, you put the Christmas lights up, Ryan, Sunday, right?
Yep.
Outdoor lights are up. Your game is way off, though.
Why?
Because I know you're a new homeowner, and you view your first year, and you put the lights up, but the bar has been raised. Ladies and gentlemen, someone has gone next level. Now, we know you take classic rock, and you've seen that you can get the little box where you can sync up a classic rock song to your Christmas lights.
Right.
People have done that. For example, we've seen a lot of these. Right? Everyone knows AC/DC Thunderstruck. And it's really cool. You see the different dancing lights. We've all done this. But this guy, I assume it's a guy because no woman is stupid enough to do what this guy's done. He synced up the lights. And then what is coming out of the roof there, Ryan Logan?
A massive flamethrower.
A flamethrower! We're not making this up. You can see the video. We'll text it to you. Keyword is lights. There's flames shooting out of the roof of this person's house.
It's basically when you see the monster truck shoot the flames straight up out of their trucks. That's what's going on top of this guy's house.
What is this dude thinking? The video again. It's lights. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Synced up to Thunderstruck. There are flames shooting out of the roof of their house.
And there's got to be, like, fluid there, dangerous fluid, dude, because how else is he making the flame shoot up?
There's a lot of layers to this onion when you watch the video. I'm like, but now let me ask you a question. You watch the video. You're thinking about it, aren't you?
Thinking about doing this to my house?
Yes.
I can never think about putting flames on my house.
I would. I want to. My wife Kathy's not up yet, I don't think.
The way that I do things, it would short something, a cord would get lit on fire, then the rest of the neighborhood would be on fire.
Come on. What's the worst thing that can happen is having flames shooting out of the roof of your house. Nothing bad can possibly happen.
Be knocking on your door. Can I stay here tonight?
Yeah. No, man. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, which leads to the annual discussion, what I always love to hear, because people tend to find newer places. Where do you go for Christmas lights? If you got a neighborhood, we know about Wayne County Light Fest, and you go to the Detroit Zoo, and there's a lot of cool ones. But if there's a neighborhood, maybe some place that you know about that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. But it's never going to be as cool as the guy who has a flamethrower blasting flame synced up to AC/DC's Thunderstruck out of the roof of his house. Oh, we can do that to the studio.
Yeah. How quick is it till the fire department comes to his house after this video starts really getting around?
Oh, I'm sure they're already there.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he first got to get
violations.
He got a cease and desist from the fire department.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
That's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Call or text 248-398-W.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 718. Big Jim, producer Ryan, Aaron under the weather this morning, man. I think that 24-hour bug is just going around in a bit here. Get better, Aaron. We'll have you here tomorrow morning. 29 degrees. We're sitting here talking about Christmas lights and classic rock songs. Romantics, What I Like About You, that would be a good one, right? If you're going to sync up your house, If you're going to sync up your house to a classic rock song, which one would it be? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. I just came up with this idea. 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can call or text. Why are we talking about this morning? Because somebody took their house and synced it up to AC/DC Thunderstruck. So what you say? Well, it's more than just lights. There's a flamethrower coming out of the roof of their house. Now, we'll text that to you. Keyword lights. You got to see this thing. Selena just texted us. Okay, seriously? That was the coolest thing ever. I could watch those lights and flames all day. And we were trying to figure out. It looks like an exhaust pipe for like a vent for the bathroom, but that can't be it. There's no way. You wouldn't do that one. Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's the damnedest thing. So we were just thinking, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If you're going to sync up the lights on your house to a classic rock song, what would it be? Since we were talking about it, we should play it. I'm telling you, I really want to do this. I don't think my wife would let me put a flamethrower on the roof. He can't be married. There's no way. Again, we don't know that it's a guy, but we're pretty sure it's a guy because... because women are smarter than we are. You wouldn't put a flamethrower on your roof. Synced up the music. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim. Aaron being producer Ryan. Aaron off today. Under the weather, man. I think that 24-hour bug just bit her last night. So feel better, Aaron. Let me see. 29 degrees right now. We're talking about Christmas lights. And we have this amazing video. Somebody rigged up their house to sync it up to Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And... that's cool, right? We've seen this before. This one has flames coming out of the roof. There's a flamethrower or something. You got to see the video. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. Same number used to call us. You text us. Keyword lights if you want to see the AC/DC Christmas lights. But it led to this question. Same number you're going to use to text us. You can call as well. What classic rock song would you use to sync up to your Christmas lights? What classic rock song would you use to sync up to your Christmas lights? 248-398-WCSX. Ron texted in Panic in Detroit by Bowie. That'd be a good one. Frankenstein, Edgar Winter, Iron Man, Sabbath would be cool. Mario sent in Ramble On. That'd be a good one. Hey, Cam, good morning.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
We're wonderful. So what song would you use? What classic rock song to sync up to Christmas lights?
Well, I would use Eye of the Tiger because it's got a good beat for a beginning and an end, more or less.
Now, you know what I would do? I would get one of the Detroit Tigers logos and light that up and make the D, the old English D, flash to the song.
Yeah, English D, yeah, right in the middle of your roof or your home, you know?
Ooh, like that. All right, very cool. All right, Cam, have a great morning.
You too, Jim. Bye. Right.
And you know what would make it even better? Flames. Because apparently flamethrower shooting out of the roof is the new thing for Christmas lights. You better step your game up, folks. Whoever this is, bring it. 248-398-WCSX. What classic rock song would you use to sync up to your Christmas lights? Seemed appropriate. Big Jim's house, 735. Lights from Journey. We're talking about Christmas lights this morning. And this guy has synced up his house to Thunderstruck, the Christmas lights, Thunderstruck by AC/DC, which is cool, but next level because he's got flame shooting out of the roof. There's a flamethrower or something that's rigged up. Now, if you want to see it, 248-398-WCSX, same number you call us, you text us. Keyword is lights for AC/DC Christmas lights. But we want to hear from you. If you're going to sync up your house, the lights in your house, to a classic rock song, what would it be? Is that Mike? Hey, Mike, go ahead, man.
Hey, Big Jim, if I was lighting up my tree, I'd play Lights by Journey.
Okay.
Or Light Up the Sky off Van Halen 2.
Very nice, man. Now, for the whole house, would you do it under the same thing?
Well, no, I'd probably play Rush, Tom Sawyer, but that's just me.
Nothing wrong with that, brother. You got to check this thing out, though, man. This guy, whoever did this, actually shooting flames out of the roof is amazing. And it syncs up to Thunderstruck.
YouTube or something?
Yeah, you know, we text us, Lights, LIGHTS. It's on the front page of our website, too.
Oh, right on.
All right, brother.
All right, hey, have a good day.
You too, brother. Thanks for listening, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right, 10-4.
One more here. Hi, Lori in Waterford.
Hi, Jim. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. So what song do we use to sync up to our Christmas lights?
Bad Motor Scooter.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
With Santa on the inflatable Harley, with the flame shooting out behind with the sleigh, and the flame shooting out of the roof.
Look at you. Little Montrose, man. Nothing wrong with that. You're awesome. Thanks, Lori. That's a great one. Now you got me picturing that visual. That's fantastic. All right. Have a great morning.
You too. Have a safe one.
All right, bye.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes in Big Jim's house.
How would you like a night out with the family? A family four-pack of golden ticket passes to Imagine Theater and then $20 to Beans and Cornbread. Oh, yeah, dinner and a movie on the way.
Here at WCSX.
WCSX 804. Hey, welcome into Big Jim's house. Big Jim, producer Ryan, Aaron V under the weather this morning. Aaron, get better, man. That 24-hour bug's been going around. Everyone's been getting it. I know Ryan's girlfriend, Heidi was dealing with it. I got family members are getting knocked down by this bug, so get better. Well, yesterday was Cyber Monday. Today is what they call Giving Tuesday. But it's something we've been doing because of you for the past couple years during the holiday season. We call it People Helping People. Now, we need to get all the, I use the word nominations. I don't even think that's the right term. Just tell us about these people. Whether it's you or somebody you know who's in need this holiday season, we got to get these in by Friday so we can make sure that we help everybody we possibly can. You can text us, 248-398-WCSX. Keyword is people. You can go to WCSX.com. It's right there on the front page. We'll just call. We'll get you in the right direction. But we want to make sure those forms are filled out. That way, we can match you up with folks who want to help. Now, you have been awesome. Yesterday, we talked about a young lady who had gone through just some horrible circumstances with the loss of her husband and her kids. I think last time I checked, we had six different people that are offering to help her. So everyone's going to be doing that. But I wanted to feature a couple today. And their number, too. So when I give you the number, that's what you're going to look for. Number 59. Her name's Marianne. Requested heating assistance for two disabled adults living alone. They currently do not have gas service in their home. It's 30 degrees right now, and that's a hell of a lot warmer than it was yesterday. This means no way to keep warm, no way to cook, and no hot water. She's on SSI, and he is out of work due to a seasonal job. They need heat, food, and Christmas assistance. They do not receive SNAP benefits. I don't know what that is, but if someone can kind of give me up to speed on that. They've been running space heaters and showering at a relative's home. Please help. Again, that's number 59. Marianne, if you want to jump in on that one as well. And then Teresa, number 49. My water heater went out last night. Water all over the driveway. No money. It turned out to be a pipe and some fittings. I'm sole support for my granddaughter and daughter who's looking for employment. I have never requested help from anyone before, but my grandmother deserves hot water. I wouldn't be doing this now if not for her. Thank you so much for offering the assistance to those in need. When I get back on my feet, I'll be sure to help you all out. God bless. Come on. We are a blue-collar. If there's one blue-collar radio station in the Motor City, it's us, right? I mean, it's what we do. It's what we do. We're classic rock, man. We fix things. So we got some plumbing guys out there, heating and cooling companies, if you want to step up on that one. It's number 49. Again, all the information is there for you. 248-398-WCSX. Keyword is people. And that's to get help or to jump in on these like the folks have been doing left and right. Again, thanks to our friends Rick and everybody at Mother Waddles for being a huge part of this as well. They gave us a nice little bit of pocket change, which we're going to start hooking up to. So, 248-398-WCSX. Today is Giving Tuesday. Seems like a perfect day to jump into people helping people.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 816, 30 degrees. We're here talking about Christmas lights this morning. If you have not seen this, we're getting a ton of text messages for it. It's up on our Facebook page as well, Big Jim's house at WCSX. It's someone who did Christmas lights to this song. And again, I know you're listening right now. You're in the car, you're at work, whatever you're doing, and you're thinking to yourself, so what? I've seen these. There's people in my neighborhood that have probably synced up a classic rock song to Christmas lights. But this one has one little difference. Ryan, what is the difference?
Flamethrowers coming out of the roof.
We're not making this up. You got to see it. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Same number you just call. You text us and just text us keyword lights. L-I-G-H-T-S. And you can check this out. The guy synced up the whole house to AC/DC Thunderstruck. There's a couple other ones that you found. Didn't he do like Black Betty or something?
Yeah, I found a video, a YouTube channel that I believe is this guy's house because it looks exactly like it's same lights, but he's done Black Betty for Halloween, Hocus Pocus.
Nice. Like,
yeah, a couple different ones.
Again, lights is the key word, and it's up on our Facebook page as well, but we'll text it right to you, 248-398-WCSX. But since we are talking about Christmas lights this morning, I felt compelled to bring up something once again. One of the best light displays in the Motor City is the Wayne County Light Fest. It's a ton of fun. Go down there and drive through. Take your time, put the phone away, and just go through. It takes a while to get in there, obviously, because everyone goes, right? I mean, we've been going forever. However, I cannot be the only person who notices the polar bear is giving people the bird when you drive by there. The polar bear is flipping people off just for a split second. It's just there. You've seen the video.
What's up? That's 100%. Yeah.
He is. I don't think it's targeted at the penguins either. I just don't think the polar bear likes us driving through Wayne County Light Fest. That's a grumpy old polar bear.
Yeah, he's got to work all night.
Exactly. He's on second shift. He tries to stay up, but he can't watch Maury.
He's upset. Everybody's driving through.
You know what I'm talking about. 248-398-WCSX. I cannot be the only person who's noticed this over the years. If you want to see what we're talking about, we have the video of it. I filmed it. I've got a little clip of it. Texas keyword bear. Yes, if you want to see the polar bear, the Christmas bear, giving somebody the middle finger at the Wayne County Light Fest. It's not bad. It's the middle finger. It's there, though, right?
Oh, 100%. He's giving the middle finger. Yeah. Just to every passing car. Hey, how you doing?
Not everyone. Every other one. I think it was my kid, Adam, was like...
Yeah, because you got to wait for time for his hand to come up, right?
Yeah, Adam's like, hey, Dad. I'm like, that polar bear just flipped us off. I'm like, pretty sure. I tweeted it out, too, at WCSX Jim if you want to check it out. It's Big Jim's House. Steve Miller, CSX. Morning. CSX Big Jim's House, 826, 30 degrees right now. Sometimes, bye Boston, sometimes we get stats we're just like, I'm not sure about this one. I'm not buying the validity of this. 248-398-WCSX. If you've ever been intoxicated and maybe made a purchase online, a new survey by BlackFriday.com reveals 18% of Americans will make an online purchase while drunk or drinking. Gin drinkers spend the most, $82.40, while whiskey drinkers spend the least. 18%? While intoxicated, you buy something online? Come on. That sounds high. That's 1 in 5, man. Hold on. Seriously. Hi, go ahead, Nanda. What's the story here?
Oh, my gosh. So my best friend was super drunk and just went crazy on Amazon and bought, like, a $700 dress and, like, a $600 bag to go with it. And then this pair of shoes, I kid you not, they were, like... They weren't necessarily glass, but, like, the inner part was glass, so not the part that you walked on, but, like, the part that covered your foot was glass, and then it was, like, all embroidered with, like, these, like, jewels and stuff. And then she got up the next morning and was like, where's all my money?
Oh.
And I'm like, you don't remember buying all this stuff on Amazon?
No.
And I'm like, well, yeah, you told me not to stop you, and you did it, and I couldn't stop you, so you bought it all.
Okay. Yeah, corrected. 18% of Americans will make an online purchase while intoxicated. I've never done that you can prove. Coming up next, when GPS goes wrong. CSX Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Aaron under the weather this morning. Get better, she got that flu bug or whatever this is. This 24-hour thing just knocking people down, man. Heidi had it, right? Your girlfriend?
Yeah, yesterday I came home, though, and she was feeling much better, and it was honestly like 24 hours.
Yeah, we're seeing it. Running through folks here. Anyway, get better, Aaron. We will see you tomorrow morning. Okay, I want to talk about this because I sent you the text this early this morning and saw the trailer pop up yesterday. It's a documentary about Bob Probert. You're a Red Wings fan, and odds are if you listen to this radio station, you live here in the Motor City, you're a fan of Bob Probert.
Oh, yeah.
Good and bad. I think we were fans because we always wanted Bob to get right, whatever it was. Is that fair? I mean, you're a huge hockey guy.
Oh, yeah. I think it was his play on the ice, and it wasn't like he was a horrible guy, at least, you know, in the public's eye and everything. It was just he had some demons and that kind of stuff, so you wanted him to get it right.
Right.
He was a nice guy in interviews and everything, and it was fun to watch him beat the hell out of people.
Oh, he did. Oh, he did, man. So this trailer is out for this movie. Now, we'll text it to you. If you want to see it, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Same number you used to call us, just text us. Keyword is tough. Here's a little bit of it.
He was Mr. Detroit, and it was almost like he can do anything in Detroit and get away with it.
He's the baddest guy on hype, you know?
First time I ever did coke, that was my first year pro.
That was a drug that was widely used in the NHL.
It's chilly.
That's pretty scary when you got a guy chasing you around on the ice that's doing cocaine.
That's about a 2.5-minute trailer, but that's just a little snippet of what they definitely seem to dive into it, too. So,
oh, yeah.
If you're a fan of Proby, and we all were, and you and I were talking about it, one of those moments from the Joe when he did pass and his wife sprinkled his ashes in the penalty box there.
Yeah, when they had the Probert night there.
Yeah.
And honored him in the end of the... Joe, so that was cool.
As far as we know, it's going to appear on Canadian. Is that Super Channel?
Yeah, Super Channel. So it's Canadian television.
14th, I think. I think it's on Friday the 14th.
But I can almost guarantee when they see, like, this is something that is perfect for a Netflix, or, you know what I mean, once they see it and pick it up.
Yeah, the trailer is really powerful and brings back a lot of memories. If you want to check it out, we would highly encourage you, if you're a Red Wings fan, text us. 248-398-WCSX, keyword tough. Major Ward coming up in less than 10 minutes, 9 o'clock. A chance to get out of town. Go to Rio Playa Car in Riviera Maya. Hang in there.
Traffic when you hear this. You might be waiting for the weekend. You might be waiting for your noisy neighbor to move out so you can stop waiting to get a full night's sleep. But one thing you'll never have to wait for is refinancing your student loans. At Citizens Bank, we could help you refinance whether you graduated yesterday or 10 years ago. So you don't have to wait for that couch you love to go on sale, or to snag courtside seats to see your favorite team, or to finally book that vacation you've been dreaming about. Whatever you've been waiting for, refinancing your student loans is an easy way to free up money for the things you want. And with rates rising, locking in the best rate can get you the most money now. Learn more at citizensbank.com/refi.
Rates and offers subject to change. All loans subject to individual approval and degree status. Terms and conditions apply. Citizens Bank is a brand name of Citizens Bank N.A. and Citizens Bank of Pennsylvania.
Sex, Big Jim's house. Big Jim here, along with producer Ryan. Aaron under the weather. She'll be back tomorrow morning, man. That whatever it is, the stomach bug is just knocking people down. Want to say hi to Megan and Joe and the fine staff at Aykroyd Scottish Bakery. Hey, I know you guys. 5 Mile in Redford. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. Redford, our workforce city of the week. Now, I just teased a couple minutes ago about this what happened at the altar. I've been trying to vet this thing out, and as far as I can tell, it's legitimate. This happened in Australia. A woman who wishes to remain anonymous, other than the fact that they were doing this in front of their family and friends when they were getting married, she found out her fiancé was cheating just hours before she was set to marry him. So what did she do? She went down the aisle. She stood at the altar. She took out her phone, and then she read the text messages from his fiancé's mistress. Got this? One of them said, like, your body's incredible. You know how to use it. I wish my girlfriend had half the skills you do. I miss you so much. I can't stop thinking about it. I've never had this kind of connection before. This weekend, you and I, it's on Hot Stuff. Bring your A game. The former bride said, it was certainly not the wedding day I had planned, but to our credit, it was one hell of a party.
Always look.
Oh, dude. I would run up that bill. Are you kidding me? That reception would be $1 billion.
Always look.
But I wouldn't drink any of the champagne. I'd just pour it out. I'd use it in the toilet or something. Just make this guy pay for it. Are you kidding me? Anyway, you take care of yourself. Have a great day. People helping people. We got to get those submissions in by Friday. You need to let us know whether it's you or somebody you know. We want to help with our friends at Mother Waddles. Text us. Keyword people. 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 Deadline's Friday on that one, okay? Jolene's coming in next. We're back tomorrow. Battle of the Burbs. A very interesting and personal What Would You Do Wednesday. Oh, good Lord. Wait to hear this story. Be well. Take care of yourself. Bye.